Justin Flew back with you. We're talking Prairie Le Compton boys basketball now with head coach Matt Simmons joining us. The Cause continue to be undefeated, perfect 6-0 in the Big 7 League, and overall 9-3. Perry's won two games in a row now after that loss to Rossville in the tournament. Those two wins back in the Big 7, coach, you beat Hiawatha 48-34 on the road and beat Jeff West on the road last night, 55-38, kind of a rivalry game. And the bottom line is your team just keeps finding ways to get wins. You win both these games by double digits, so team continuing to play well, I assume, huh?
Yeah, really playing well. We play really hard on the defensive end. We held Hiawatha to 15 points in the first half down there and then held Jeff West to 13 points in the first half. And that's been a good thing for us because not shooting it that well from the line right now. Still struggling to find our shot from three. We're making more than we did in the earlier part of the season. So we try to tell them that we're going to hang our hat on defense and do our best to get stops and rebounds because when the day comes that the ball goes in, that'll really help us secure a win. So really proud of them. You know, a lot of guys have stepped up. It's not just one person every game. It could be anybody's game. And they've been a lot of fun to coach.
I know you'll take this as a compliment, but I've had more than one coach tell me here over the last couple of weeks when I ask about, you know, Prairie Le Compton, whether it's a game coming up or a game they just had or whatever. And I've heard the same thing now multiple times, and that's like they just seem to play harder and more aggressive than anyone else they play. So I know that's something that you preach and take a lot of pride in, especially the defensive side of the ball. But that has to be a true compliment to your team when others are noting just how hard you're playing and that maybe being the difference in a lot of these games.
Yeah, well, I appreciate them saying that. And, you know, most of that comes from the kids. You know, we haven't changed a lot of what we've done here. We've had, you know, for 3 years, three different, you know, very different groups of seniors come through, and you know, the message has stayed the same. And the good thing is, you know, I think now what we're seeing is those kids who were sophomores and were freshmen, who are now juniors and seniors, have watched those other seniors play hard, and the culture is just kind of set right now. And we said that after the game last night to some of the young ones who were in the locker room celebrating with us. Is you know, there's a lot of talent in this room, but what we had more of was some heart over what we have talent. You know, I'll go to battle with these guys, you know, any day of the week. And we know it's not always going to go our way, but we know for one thing is we can control what we can control, and that's our effort. And those guys have really bought into that. And I think that's the biggest reason why, you know, we're 9-3 right now, rather than skill or talent.
Yeah, I think you've won like 8 of your last 9 games or something like that. So, and unlike most coaches, I look at your schedule, coach, and this has something to do with it. I mean, Sabetha's obviously undefeated in the league. You haven't played them yet. You haven't played Holton yet either, although you'll have Holton in a makeup game this Thursday. So most coaches I'm talking to are all in rematches at this point. But looking at your next game against Holton, you got a couple opponents that you haven't faced yet that you probably are pretty excited to see.
Yeah, it's good to see some guys in the Big 7 that we haven't seen yet. And everyone went through that little stretch with the bad weather. And now we're kind of on the back end of that where we're playing 3 games in 4 days. Next week, you know, not looking ahead too far, but we get Royal Valley at home and then a Thursday Sabetha, Friday at Nemaha, and then Tuesday at Sabetha. So we're going to see everybody, you know, 2 weeks in a row. We'll have 3 games in 4 days. And, you know, it kind of just try to trace it back to this is what it's going to be like in Substate. You know, we can't always be overly prepared and have everything right in front of us. Sometimes you just got to go out and execute and play because the way the schedule dictates it. So we know that we have a tough test at hand. Holton always gives us their absolute best. We had, you know, over the last few years, you know, it's gone back and forth between us and them. And, you know, it's just kind of a rivalry, even though it's not your traditional rivalry game that everyone thinks about. You know, we've kind of built a tough rivalry with them, and we know we're going to get their best shot, and we just got to kind of take it one game at a time here with all these games in a short amount of time.
You bet. Well, I'm excited to get to broadcast the game at Holton for your team here on Thursday night. Best of luck in all these games coming up, coach, and we'll see you on the court this week.
All right, thanks, Justin.
Matt Simmons, head coach of Perry Le Compton. The Cause locker room chats on KNZA are brought to you by the First State Bank and Trust in Perry.